We are here under the Burl Darsh, and we have some of the Savunga drummers and dancers here welcoming Aaron Burmeister into the Burl Darsh, our third place finisher in Iditarod 2015. Aaron has a big smile on his face, and his son is on his sled with him. Aaron, welcome home to Nome.
Let me get you see the dogs here real quick first. I'll be right back.
He wants to take care of his dogs first, of course. And he's telling his son to hold the sled for him.
Good job, Hunter. Good job, buddy. Are you proud of your dad?
Mm-hmm.
How'd your dad do?
Good.
You happy he's home?
Uh-huh. It's really good for him to be in third place.
It really is, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Even I got this on the way.
He's holding up a sign that says, Nome Sweet Home. As Aaron Burmeister's son wishing his dad welcome home in Iditarod 2015, Iditarod 43. Aaron is down to his leaders, grabbing a cup of coffee, shaking hands, and saying hello to his friends, and acknowledging some of the Savunga drummers and dancers here, and crossing over his sled here, his tow line, and he is getting back to his son, giving his son a kiss. So, Aaron, welcome back home to Nome. Tell us how that run went in.
Oh, it was beautiful. Beautiful run coming in. A little breezy, but nice, and no complaints at all. It's great coming home. Every time we go from White Mountain, Nome's a great run.
Third place this year, Aaron. You got to feel good about that.
Yeah, we're happy. Very, very happy. The team did incredible. We had a fantastic race from start to finish. Things went really well, and we took a shot at it. Congrats to Dallas and Mitch. They ran incredible races with awesome dog teams as well, and did a great job. It's been an awesome race all the way around.
Aaron, family's obviously a big thing. How cool is it to have this little guy with you?
It's awesome.
What he's got for you.
It's awesome. Just having him right up the street with me, and I get to spend a lot more time with him now that the race is over. Yeah, thank you.
Aaron, you talked about training your dogs this year for those longer runs, like 60, 70 miles. How did they do on this kind of trail, especially with the reroute?
The dogs did great. They did everything they're asked to do. They performed phenomenal. I think it shows in the results. All the runs all the way through the race. The one run that really caught us off guard was that run from Shaktuluk to Koyuk, where the weather came in on us, and there's not much we can do about that. You can't always plan for Mother Nature getting the best of you sometimes, but other than that, the team recovered from it. We backed off a little bit, gave them a little bit more rest, and built them back up, and we just had a phenomenal run in from White Mountain. So it's an awesome, awesome dog team.
Good things next year, huh?
Yeah.
What's that? I was just going to ask, could you tell us a little bit about your dog team, what you're looking at for the future, who's in there? I know you have that one leader, Moss, that you've been talking about for years. What else are you looking at in terms of their racing career?
Well, this team is a veteran team. There's all the dogs here are veterans that are with us, and my partner Tony Browning and my brother Noah and my wife and I have been building. We've got a small kennel. We don't have a monster kennel like a lot of people. I think we have 27 adult dogs in our kennel, and we've got a bunch of young ones that are working up in there. We came in lead. Moss was back in the team with Dolmar, and we came in today with Pistol and Discus in lead. So out of this team, I think there's 8 of these 9 dogs are lead dogs. So you could throw anybody and rotate them in and out. And it's a really solid team. We've got a solid bunch of young dogs coming up, but we don't have the big numbers and big depth to work with. We have full-time jobs, and we work together. It's teamwork to make this happen. There's no way that I can bring a team to the starting line of any race without the support of Tony, Marion, my family, my brother, Tim MacGyver that's at home taking care of the rest of the stuff while we're up here right now. It's completely a team effort to make this happen, and we're really happy to be here and to be able to race against the best teams in the sport, and at that level says a lot about the program.
To come in third in an Iditarod, it's a monstrous accomplishment. Is there a point when you'll sit down and sit back and look and say, wow, we've really gotten something done here?
Well, it's a point where, well, how come I wasn't first? I mean, that was the goal this year, is to win this race and be the first one to know him. And we did everything we could to get there, and things just didn't come together at the end. Mitch and Dallas had a little stronger runs at the end of the race, and kudos to them. They executed great races all the way through, and ours came on strong again here at the end, and I'm really happy with it overall. I couldn't be more pleased with the team and how the season went.
Aaron, we know that you had a new sled going into this year to deal with that knee injury you got last year. Tell us how the new sled worked out.
Well, you're looking at it right here. This sled is, it's unbelievable. I think it's the highest one of these I've ever finished in Iditarod now, too. There was three of them on the race this year. Lance Mackey had one, Thomas Horner from Norway, and myself. And a fella named Snorri Nas from Skonk Sled Works in Norway builds these. And he flew over to Fairbanks and came down to Nenana to the house and built this for me about a month ago in our garage for a weekend. And said, here you go. And I took it out for a drive. And it's completely unconventional compared to most dog sleds. It drives like a car. I mean, you could steer it with that handlebar, very flexible, takes all the pressure off the musher, so you're not having to fight it around corners. If you watch me coming in on the side hills, I could just hold it with a couple fingers and it tracks perfectly straight. You're not sitting there trying to fight it up and down the hill. It made it a lot easier on myself, which gave me more rest and allowed me to work harder on the trail helping the dogs.
Aaron, this is a career best for you, so I wonder, you know, what's coming in the future?
Well, I got to talk to my family and sponsors and other people that are members of the team. I think the future is going to take a little time off, and my brother may be interested in jumping on the runners, or Tony may be interested in racing it himself, and we'll see where it goes. I'm just honored to be the guy that was on the runners this year driving them to Nome. But my little man here is 6 years old. My daughter, Kiana, is two, and my wife, and they haven't seen a whole lot of their dad the last few winters. So it's time that I spend a little bit of time with the family and do some other things, and give Noah or Tony and the rest of the guys an opportunity to race, and I'll certainly be back, but there's other things in life besides Iditarod.
Let's get you checked out officially here.
Aaron Burmeister is going to check out and officially check in as the third musher across the finish line here in Iditarod 2015. Aaron Burmeister of Nome, bib number 63, our third finisher in Iditarod 43, and reporting under the Burled Arch for KNOM in Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.